Thanks for the blood. Energy, we need strength to
to survive. Since the gay revolution, our trouble was confirmed that we are now in deep trouble. We've got what we're trying to do is to get ready so that we can escape, you know, the destruction that is certainly coming, that is already ongoing, it's now come. It reminds me of Genesis 6, where it says, because of iniquity, the wickedness of man, God said he was going to bring judgment upon the world. So, if you look around you, you don't need a prophet to tell you that there's trouble. So when you see trouble, you know you need to get ready to prepare for the storm that's coming. And there's no better time to do that than now, we're coming together. So yesterday we were looking at the second part of the Feast of the Lord. We have started on Friday, still on Thursday, and today we're going to push a little bit more into the burden that God has about the Feast of the Lord. And today we are looking at the tabernacles, which is the final aspect of the feast. So let me read that experience. Jesus called it the great feast. So we can read it to get a context. John 7, John 7, 37. So the last day. Okay, so if you can stop there and ask which last day. If you read the scriptures in Leviticus 23, the whole of Leviticus 23 is the feast, is the scripture from the seventh feast of God. And as I was explaining the other day, the feast begins from the first month. The feast begins from the first month. The feast begins from the first month. That is the Passover. The first month on the 14th day on the 10th day of the month. That first month. It says if you are bringing your offering, you will bring whatever it is, goat or sheep or whatever. And then for 4 days they will inspect it. And like my brother was saying, that's where the Pharisees make their money. Because if they reject their offering, they have to go and buy a new one. Okay, so for 4 days they will inspect it to make sure it's good. And then on the 14th day, in the evening, they sacrifice it to them. By the way, Jesus, as an offering, as a sacrifice, died on Thursday evening, not today. This day was Friday. He didn't die on Friday. We had the 3 nights and 3 days. So Thursday into Friday, Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday. So, I won't go too much into it. We can leave it to the he died, the Bible says that on a high day. The high day means a Passover So it's a Passover that falls on a Sabbath. And because it falls on a Sabbath, they start the preparation on a Thursday. Sorry, on a Friday. Because they call it a high day, so it was a double Passover. So they have a weekly Passover, they have this Passover every 7 years. Alright? So because it was a high day, they had to start the preparation on the Friday. And in order not to let his body hang on the cross, on that Friday, they had to kill him. So even when you read the account, if you look at the three Gospels, you know it. So they died on the Thursday, that was the 14th day. So Jesus was the living, real Passover. Yes, you understand. And Jesus has stated it here. He will tell you, the number of years, that he fits in with the Passover Jewish. There are some calculations. So on that 14th day, the Passover. And then the following day is the festival. The Feast of Unleavened Bread stands for 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, you have the Feast of Bread. So, 14. Then from the 15th day, you have the 7 days. And on the 8th day, the Feast of Bread. So that concludes Passover. And then from the end of the festival, we count 7 Sabbaths. That's 49 days. And on the 50th day, that's the day after the 7th Sabbath, is the day of Pentecost. And usually, Pentecost is the time when the wheat harvest. That's the only wheat harvested. So Pentecost goes with the wheat harvest. Why Passover goes with the barley harvest. So the barley is then harvested in Pentecost. And then on the 7th month, this is 7th month, is when you harvest the fruits. And you harvest the vine, the olive tree, fig. The fig and the third one. From the olive you get oil. From the fig, it's a sweet, you get the sweet. It's a sweet fruit, and then from here you have the wine. So all those things have the body to do. So you're looking at the barley, the wheat, and then the fruit. So this is the kind, this is the season in Israel. And this is usually around October. October. So the first day of the 7th month, that's in October, is what they call the blowing of trumpets. On the 10th day is the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur war in Israel. 1977. And then on the 14th day, we start. So this goes on for 7 days, and then it's concluded on the 8th day. Some bit of detail, but so when Jesus says in the last day of the feast, which one is he talking about? He's talking about the last one. Okay? Now, based on what I said before this time, the Passover represents the born again experience. Alright? And if you want to general, what you can say evangelical church. Alright? Born again. But the Baptist church is an improvement on the evangelical. So the Baptist church will come in somewhere with the Pentecostal. There are not full Pentecost because they don't believe in baptism. So they only believe in the first baptism of water. So they don't believe in the first. And then the Pentecostal believe in the first and the second. So they don't believe in the last baptism of the soul. So where are you? Where you find yourself? So there are a lot of details. So let's look at the history. So Martin Luther, he brought the church back again on focus to the church and the Baptist. The Baptist people killed the Anabaptists, the Lutherans. Okay, historically, they persecuted them and killed them. Alright? So, the group that gets the last revelation kills or persecutes one that has the new one. Alright, so, even the Roman Catholic people, even though they can't really say they are born again, even now there are some people who are born again that way. But we don't consider it like that. Okay, but within the mainstream, so you can see the Pentecostal, the Pentecostal strand from Azusa Street. Azusa Street has been turned into how many denominations? Foursquare, Assemblies of God, Apostolic. Those are the main streams of the Pentecostal movement. Okay. And from there, you have had so many splinters. So that the ones that have come to us in Africa, in Nigeria and Kenya, is the very bad one. You know, at the beginning it was good. So before it came to us, the fire has died. So you now have substitutes of miracles. And so that's what we've got. True gospel business movement is also, it's the tail end of the Pentecostal. So-called charismatic, which came from the Catholic Church, out of the Pentecostal, some bit of the evangelical move. Alright? Is the actual pretenders to try to revive that school. But that's not what God said. So, because if you have Passover, if you have Pentecost, you cannot go back. The only other place to go is where? You will come to Tabernacles. Historically. Alright? So, God will bring you into Tabernacles. You know, like if you go to Israel, I have been to Israel. You go to Israel. Every first day of the month is declared by blowing of trumpets. Because it's literally the moon. Alright? So even when you look at the moon, for the lunar calendar, those who follow the moon and all that, you see the moon signals the new season. Okay? Alright. So, and the season storm is going to declare by. That's the month by blowing of trumpets. The more important thing, for each of these feasts, there's also a heralding of the feast by blowing of trumpets. So now, when the trumpet is blowing, what is he saying to you? Pentecost, Passover is long over. So what do you do? So you have to take the experience of Passover and bring it into Pentecost. What else do you do? You now carry both experiences to come into the new season. So, flow study. There is a prophet that is flowing. And what is that prophet saying to you?
That prophet is saying,
it's enough in this world. Now, but because God knows that naturally, man will, you know, there is a tendency to settle, to organize, and bring that, anything God does, we bring it to the flesh and, you know, we bring our natural things to it. So God has to produce something. God is going to do it. Because then when you celebrate the feast of Pentecost, say you get two loaves of bread. When you say you said you do something that way, guess what you say you should do? Say you should use the next one to bake the bread. Because you put the other one bread. When here he's telling you 7 days of bread, don't eat bread. He's bringing to purity. That's the picture. So how come now? God has done it to bread. He is doing that. That the man who has eaten on level bread, when he eats the level, he says, no, this is not the real, I'm not going to continue to eat this level, I must move forward. You know what? So the level, what is there to show that this universal experience is a place of mystery and cannot be the final destination for. Alright, so in the spiritual experience, what you're asking is then two aspects. The true experience has come and is withered out. Most of what we are asking are what? Introductions. The people coming in different. And that level is the level of flesh. So we are seeing an experience of, yes, the true move of God. Miracles, healing, great ministries, but in the midst of it, we're also looking at the continuum. That there is something not completely finished by the spirit. In other words, it is not part of it. So, in that experience, God is giving a message to say, you need to move on, because this is not the place. So, when you examine the spiritual experience, you see that it's a lot to be left to be designed. Okay, it's a big man with the body. Because a big minister is a body guard for police and guns. He's a big man with guns. The good is that he's surrounded by a battalion of policemen. Why? So you see a lot of contracts. That's the level. That's it's something. There's a mixture that is not completed. Alright? So you're looking at it. The man is doing this, he has, stories of this, a lot of things. So it is a trumpet, a message. God is saying, can you move forward? Move forward. So a lot of people are hearing that message and are moving. Some are hearing, they know what they're doing, they're going back. So the thing that is the way people are doing, let me just go back to the African church and know. And then I said to them, I can understand that one very well. But let me even go to the campus and just say there. It's okay for me. Alright? So in other words, there's a movement back while very few are moving forward. Alright. So you have to determine one of them. How you are moving forward. Alright. Now, the other thing that we see is that the second aspect of this Feast of Tabernacle is what you call the Day of Atonement. Okay. Now, the Day of Atonement is designed to deal with the level that is still fine. Because it's a time, say you will not do so. It's a time of cleansing, purification, so you will not do any other work or that will get. And then, after the Day of Atonement, on the 10th day, we come into the last year, which is the Feast of Tabernacle, which was the 7 days of dwelling in booths, rejoicing, offering, and so on and all that. That is the experience of which is the last day. So speaking of the high, that is the ultimate, that is the end of the year, of the religious year, when, you know, people come into this year. So there are something else that happens on the atonement, which is significant. The God of atonement is the day of which the high priest, the one day in the year where the high priest goes into the year of God, to make sacrifice for the sin of the people. So it is only day that the man goes in. All the other days, the priest only stops in the holy place. But the day of atonement is that day in which the priest goes right in. So it's a special time because everybody is looking at it. That's the time where there is, forgiveness is obtained, where there's a breakthrough, where, you know, so it's something like this. It's the high point of the time of prayer. You know, so again, going through it, the outer court is where everyone who is an Israelite has access to the outer court. Okay, everybody. If you are not an Israelite, you can't come in. You can only stay outside. But if you are part of that congregation, then you can come in. All right. But into the holy place, you have a few more group of people going in. Those were the priests, the sons of Aaron. They are the ones. So the Levites, we are given to minister to them. Yeah. You know, so the Levites are the popular ministers. Because here I was a popular minister. You know, so this is the place where they offer for sin and all that. Was noisy, lively, and all kinds of things happening here. Selling of those, all those things is an attack on them. And if you also look at it, the pentecostal experience is where? It's a place of noise. It's a place of shouting.
Shout the Lord and go!
It's an attack on it's good to make it, it's good to shout. But I mean, after one shout, I don't know where you are. It's a lot of problems. You know. So it's free for all. Okay? But if you get the meaning of this experience, then you know that this labor is supposed to prepare you to go there. Because it says the priest must wash. So the labor is the main point. It's the point where people go back or move forward. And it's a great point because of the cleansing. The water is for cleansing, the water is for sanctification, but the water is for something else also. Death and burial. The water there represents the baptism, death, okay, and also the resurrection. So it's a break point, it's a place where there's the resurrection into something deep. It's a deeper experience in God. So the labor is very, and it's also a prophetic place, and it's also a place of initiation, where the soul is initiated into the higher world in God. But this is a place where the spirit comes into your spirit. Okay, so it's a place of more energy, more power than that. But it's also a place where many have, if those who have rejected the message of consecration and sanctification, they draw back. Yes. So, and of course, that is normally the prayer brought in the way that this issue and problem. So, the popular experience has been that many have drawn back. And when they draw back, what do they do? Begin to run around being born again. So, I'm just happy I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. And that's it. And some have even gone back outside. Alright? They have a name that they are living. They're not that far. Going back outside to the world. And if you know the dynamics of the outer court, you know that it is time bound. Because when it is 6 o'clock, something is going to happen. What is it that's going to happen?
Darkness is going to overtake the other person. It's time bound.
And in other words, so as we go, as the church goes into midnight, this outer church is going to be in trouble. And that's what we are seeing now. Measure the altar and bring the worship in the altar. But the court outside, don't measure it. Because it's given over to given over to worldliness. Worldliness. It's a very good word. It gives you comfort. It's worldliness. Worldly principles, worldly fashion, worldly entertainment, all those things. You know, Twitter, internet, they have been progressing all over the world. So we stand in a very dangerous place when we make, when we are going around. You know, the attack can go very well as well, inspect. You go very close, but you are still outside. Okay, so the place is going around and around. But it has not yet gotten to me. Now, the sanctuary, according to Hebrews 11, is what? Hebrews 11 does not even discuss the outer court at all. In other words, the outer court is a reception. So all that we are doing is we are just in the reception, getting ready to enter the sanctuary. Alright? And you will say this is it, that there is a quality control. Who the quality control? Jesus said, I am the Father. Sheep will be known. Anybody that is going to go to must go to him. Alright? Now, there are some things that are interesting about them. Let's talk about it. There are important principles. I'm sure I'm going to talk about it later, but let me just draw attention to it. Pillars. I'm not getting into it. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 pillars. You know that forms the. This is called the door. This is called the gate. This is the gate. This is the door. And then the big man. Not big man. This one has no openings. This one has opening. This one has opening. This one, you break through. And that one is by flesh and personality. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But the important thing is that there are 5. What does 5 represent? 5 represents ministry, represents the people. There is something about this 5. This 5 here. This 5 here. Talk about the feedback.
So, I wanted to draw the tabernacle in Moses. It's not easy to see that.
A long time to start it, so that you keep me out of the tabernacle. So that you do the feedback. So, the feedback. I said it has sockets of brass. That's what I was trying to say. Here's the brass. The brass is the one that goes into the earth. So the pillar sticks into the socket. So this is brass socket. Silver. Silver into brass. And silver speaks of redemption. I'm actually jumping. This is the first thing. So, I'm doing the proper judgment. Brass is very important. So, that is the prophetic application. Brass means judgment. Silver is a redemption. White gold is a redemption of God.
to do that thing.
Now, it's all about the ministry. That the ministry that forms the true ministry that God sets in the body must have two qualities. One, you must be redemptive. And you must be redeemed from the world. You must be redeemed from the tradition. You must be taking it. You must be taking it from the world. But more importantly, that ministry must have grace. Have the ability to judge the world. The egg speaks of carnality. You know what? So if you are listening to a ministry and it's telling you cannot overcome tradition, you cannot overcome the world, you cannot overcome it. If you stay 1 second longer, you are in trouble. That's your own problem. That's it. It's time to close the Bible and run as fast as you can. Because it's not going to bring you in. To keep you outside. So you can see the quality, but that's why, you know. So the pillars must be set in practice. That you must have the ability to judge carnality in me, in my heart. Okay? So when you find anything, you can tell you, we're just, you are all communicating, we're just crying, we're just there, just setting up. God is looking not to accommodate. You don't accommodate darkness. You overcome darkness. Alright, so that's the meaning. I want to do. But we are talking about you know, Pentecost in relation to the sanctuary. But the Pentecost experience, when it starts the purpose, it's also into so what does that mean? That yesterday we're explaining the movement of we're looking at the soul in relation to the body and in relation to the spirit. I'm just trying to introduce so that we can all be in the same position. So, this is the spirit, as we said, and this is the body. And the man we're interested in is the soul. That's our interest. That's my soul, and that's another man. And in the soul, we're interested in the mind. We're interested in the emotion, the will, and that means it's not just a concept, it's a reality that four living creatures, You see these creatures in Ezekiel 1, Isaiah 6, Revelation 4, 5, and down the road. We also see that there are all these four living creatures. These four living creatures have four natures. One is the nature of the bird. Okay, he uses the word eagle. Okay, that's the eagle. Then he uses the nature of a lion, Simba. Simba. Then, this is an earthbound Simba. Simba is an earthbound Simba. It's when he gets the energy from the earth. He used to get the energy from the earth, but it's not earthbound. So this is the egg, and this is the serpentine, crawling, creeping. Then lastly, we have the ox, or the lamb. The lamb is known, or the ox is known to be stubborn.
itself. I know the will, you know it's fixed to be eternal. Say, I am good to, I love the earth. I love Kenya. I am from Kenya. I am the son of the sun. This is good, it's rooted in the ground. Okay? But it must be uprooted and become, the will needs to be changed so that you become a son of God. The will will be fit to be a heaven-bound nation. So our task is to flee the nature. You understand? From the creature that is still into a piece of blood. Eh? Lion, it doesn't eat grass. Does lion eat grass? Piece of blood. But there's another lion that eats grass. Okay? It's Isaiah 11. Meaning that that lion has become a lion. It's now feeding from grass, green. The life and energy. Not the life and energy of the dating from another man, taking advantage of that, dominating. They tell you it must be focused, it must be attached to your personality. Natalia, you know that, how you make me, you show it as well. You know that, emotional intelligence. Alright? It's from her. Emotion must eat grass, not blood. Amen. God is leading champion. God is leading champion. Broken men who have been killed and carried. Who are defending God's nation? So this is the thing. We're looking at, there are four living creatures that must be killed. So Pentecost is to level my soul. Come to a place where you can have my soul. Amen. Because I'm born again, but the lion is having a field day in my soul. I am born again. My mind is as I'm here now, I'm already in the market. I have a shopping list. And all that. Is it not so? He's interested in that shopping list. Is that mind the most fixed? You understand? So if our Christianity is not addressed, we need to pack and go home. Yes, go home. Alright, so the message of the Passover has very little power and meaning to address what we're talking about. You can see. Pentecost is not step forward, but it's still happening. The activity is still displayed. The power has come into your spirit, but you say, it's one thing to come to the place, another thing for the spirit to energize and bring the soul under control. The divine order is that the spirit must rule over the soul, and the soul rules over the body. Therefore, so looking at the world, we know we have not yet arrived, because this river is still coming back. We are long way from home. Home is the mind. That the mind of Christ must affect. The mind of Christ must affect the mind. The mind of Christ must affect my desire. The mind of Christ must affect my will. And right now, these four people are on their own. They are still falling. Remember, we talked about those natures. Yeah? You have them. That was yesterday. Yes, it was here. And we said, there is falling nature. So the mind is falling. No longer walking in the line, in the realms of life, you're now walking in the lowest line. The lowest line is darkness. The lowest line, because the weak level says, if the light in you is what? If the light in you is darkness, then great is the light. In other words, light, darkness is a form of light. It has any
That thing has energy. Have you been angered before? Do you get energy from anger? If you do, I've shown you. I'm feeling it again. Today I will give you a piece of my tongue. Your soul has just had a good meal of anger. You know, it can drive you. The thing is, you know what does it mean? The next thing you have to learn is, you make one, somebody must collapse like that. Two, you open the gate. Three, a poor man comes to this man. Then four, then all your enemies see that God has given you. Energy, that thing. So you can go to the whole world just to bring the things. I will show my enemies that my God has not forgiven me, my God has not done me. The God that took me up is not doing me that. That's not even true. I put that girl to you. And you have all of them in your house. Not my blood one. Not my blood two. Not my blood three. You don't have the six in one. Lagos prisoners, Lagos ladies, 51. You have 1, 2, 3, all in your house. You are feeding or anything. Darkness. So the mind is down. Nothing to raise the mind. It's down, it's gone. No. You know that? So, the soul has a fallen nature. But, it uses the word depraved. Depraved nature. Depraved nature means is that this word is a whole different. Francis means corruption. Where did the corruption come from? From sin. Original sin. Sin of the garden. When it came into the mind, it corrupted the mind. So the mind has a problem that originally doesn't corrupt it. So when the man gave birth to Cain, what happened to Cain? He came to Georgia. Who taught him? He went to school of murder. Went to school of killing somebody. No, it was a seed. And because that depraved this woman, his nature became better. His nature became contrary to God's nature of righteousness. So he can, he could no longer be someone walking in the likeness of God. Rather, he was walking in the likeness of darkness. Right. So, the fallen nature has a problem of corruption. Okay, so it was so in corruption. But there is hope, because God wants to raise people in corruption. So that's what the gospel is saying. So what we think of, we are thinking about the last day. We are looking at God's work to finish the job. And what did that mean? We are finished to convert the soul, to turn it from corruption into incorruption, from a weakness, a sinful soul that has no discernment. We can't get into that now. You know, but it can be. It has lacked the ability to perceive, to even see God, and to fellowship with God. So God also has to address that. So we're looking at those we are looking at this four living creatures. And that says in the last day. The last day is the day of the soul. Is the day for God to visit the soul. And so if I have come through Passover, I've heard, he says, if a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom. I have seen the kingdom. Seeing the kingdom is different from entering the kingdom. I see the kingdom at the present altar. At the present level, what happens? I make a commitment to enter. If someone says, tomorrow I'm going to fast, That's not what I said. He is only declaring an intention. I'm going to fast tomorrow. The soul says, I have been going to enter the sanctuary. He has not entered yet. And the man has not entered the sanctuary. He can't do it. Alright? So, the soul is judged from walking in darkness. Okay? And comes into a place where he needs to come. I am not going to walk in darkness. I'm going to now walk in the light. So, the experience of actually entering the kingdom is the experience of darkness. Amen. Okay, let me explain how this is happening. Now, there are 7 days of creation. Isn't it? 7 days of creation. Now, on the one, guess what happens? Think of darkness in the world. Alright? The darkness in the world. So think about this in the world. That there is darkness in the world. Alright? Is that not true? There is darkness. The light comes. The light is the Holy Ghost. We say that the spirit of man is the what? Handle of the Lord. When sin comes in here, light is super. So everything here is darkness. That is Genesis 1 chapter 2. In the beginning of what? Darkness everywhere. Good news. And God said, so, what is light coming? That's the password. Light has come into the soul. Alright? The light of God, I see that even has come. But the light is in a very good standard. Everything there is contrary to God. The nature of the soul, darkness itself, the spirit of darkness, and the influences of those around you. So it's a tough battle. Alright, so that's it. Then number two, God has to do something to expand our life. To give them a family. To do what? To separate. So that's the meaning of consecration. Separation. If you understand that the separation, let the light from the day. Let the waters are moved. Let the water. So those who love God, who want to be with them, those who want to come back into the day, who are interested, let them come to one side. Alright? So, then the third day, what does it say? It says, let all the earth go to one side, and let the water go to another side. And the first news, next year is the resurrection. Let all the trees, all the fruits do what? So the first, that's why in the tower, that's when you come into the holy place, there it is. That's what I've been teaching you. Last time, it's a tree. You know, and you are what? That's the branches. So, when you look at the tabernacle, what do you see? You see a major tree. You see here. And these are the branches. These are the branches. So, this is the tree. The life of God is going to come in the midst of the darkness. You know? And of course, there's light. So, you now have light. But this is the light of the candle. You know there are different types of light. There's the light of the moon, the light of the sun. This one is a different type of light. So the Lord and the glory of the Lord is what is the light. Amen. You understand? So there are different types of light. So we're looking like, so this is the third day. Alright. So the text is then something is beginning to break forth. The life of God is going to break up the things, so then that's not the way. Okay, so there is a fourth man. It's a lady that he lies here in the family. What is the family? It's your marriage. It's your emotion. You know, what we do at that time? We don't see mind, we don't break the word. We don't see any mind, we don't see emotion. But it's there. Where is it? So, those are the top of the life in my soul.
in the mind. And now the mind is the light of the word of God. So the entrance of the world, what happens? So you need to bring light. So God has to begin to bring light into the soul. Because the soul is a center. And you know this soul has many centers, many houses, many rooms. You can ask Ezekiel. Have you read Ezekiel's temple? Try it. Ezekiel 40 is down. Many children, many rooms, many rooms, many rooms. Even Solomon's temple has many rooms, many beds, many windows. He's speaking about this. There are so many dimensions and compartments. We don't know, that's why I say that heart is successful above all things. Who can know it? The dog can know your heart. Amen. You should open it. So Psalm 139 says what? Search my heart, what?
Oh Lord.
I know that. So I have to use that. To open it and show you what is there. So there are realms and depths within you that you're not doing aware. That God knows. When you walk between you, you need to show you. Now the purpose is to reveal the darkness. It says those who dwell in darkness, what are those like great light has come. So that is the experience of the world. So you can walk with the lamp and the what? So the word of God comes. The word that speaks with their word, spirit. So this is Mount Zion. The opposite of Mount. This is Mount Zion. Opposite of Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is in Asia. Mount Zion. When you go to Zion, you see the commandments. You need to climb up to the high mountain in your mind, open it up, and then begin to receive. Amen. So here, the mind. This is where the mind. Mind. The mind sits on what? Faith. I always use that. I don't use it. Proverbs. Yes, place that word. So place that word at what? Are you there? Sweet to the soul. And what? This is not ginger. This is heavenly life. Ginger is good for the body, but there's something better for it. This is what? Less than what? Amen. It doesn't only affect your soul, it affects your body. Hallelujah. So, the health food is good, but you need to move higher and get pleasure words are add to you. To help you. Amen. So the soul energy in this life.
Okay.
So tabernacles is that place where we make a change. We're not just always considering the outward man. We're not considering the welfare of the hidden creatures of Jesus. Amen. So we're not just thinking of my God. And I know that there are many things. This is what the example of the devil does. This one, you bought the clothes yourself. You have a pair of clothes, but they are so young. It is the product of your heart. You miss this world. Amen. The house of the heart does what? Evil does. Those are energies. Those are coverings for their soul. If you are bitter, you need the oil. You know what's going to happen? Your beard comes to know about you. Everything comes over you. You already begin to pass the moment. Because your soul
dwelling in a realm.
Amen. So Pentecost is, you don't need to bring you there. Pentecost will just make you feel good while you are not attending the realm. The tabernacle will come to the lady. You will come to step up to the lady. Because now you will begin to talk about the inward man. That is the Christ that must be dressed. Do you know anybody who is not dressed already? So the foolish virgin, what happened to them? The wise virgin, what happened to them? The foolish virgin, they're walking for God. So they don't know how they walk. They just listen to their brother and I go Kenya. They have to speak to the Lord of the heart. Amen. They are working for the Lord of the heart. So they don't know the Lord of the heart. Amen. They don't know his will. So they want to do this to him. They have got to work. He said, what's your problem? It's okay, I'll do better next time. Next time, he said, you don't know the Lord of the heart. So, yeah. But you don't know the master. You don't know. You don't spend time. Amen. Because they made me buy it. That's all that other buyers. My own buyers have not kept. I don't know if you are getting it. So the transition beyond outward things. Okay, to the reality of it. And that reality is. Amen. So say in that last day, the great day of Jesus Christ. Now let's see. Jesus Christ. In the last day, that great day, Jesus stood at Christ and said, if any man says, let him come unto me and yes. So this is a relationship. You come to me and yes. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his word, belly. The belly is an old English word for the soul. Belly. Shall flow rivers of water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him will receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet given. So now, he says something that the river has not yet given. The river, that is the Spirit. What you get after is that is in the name of the Spirit, in your spirit. Alright? But here, now he is saying that river has crossed over, has come into the river. And not just the river, it is now flowing from you out. In other words, the channel, the highway is complete. The highway is not from heaven. Alright? So, he comes into the different sections, and then from there comes into your body, into the rest of the world. Okay, so tabernacles is of interest because that is going to be the salvation of the whole world. Right? So first program now is to produce a man. A man who is connected permanently to the source of the river. And that source of the river is called Jesus. And that's what you do, man. I will give you a fountain that will well up in you as what? As an everlasting river. Okay? So, that condition is what we are speaking about. The connection was lost when sin came in. Man lost that connection with God. And became the big man, looking around looking for life. Because it was, So, if you want to put it another way, there are different types of soul. I don't know if I can tell you that. Different types of soul. And you mean ability to receive life, ability to draw life. Now, for an unbeliever, someone who a dead soul, dead by God's definition of separation from God, a soul separated from God, cannot receive life. So he doesn't know, he doesn't think about God. And you know what? That soul is a widow. Do you know a widow? The husband is dead. The husband is dead. He was once married. The husband is dead. And because the husband is dead, she has to feed and take care of herself, clothes, do everything for herself. That's a soul that she is. And he says the high priest cannot marry a widow. Is it in the Bible? Leviticus 21. High priest. Who is it? Do you know the high priest? Jesus is the high priest. He cannot marry a widow. Amen. If you want to marry a widow, they cannot marry a widow. Amen. So, that's one side. There's something that says you cannot marry. You cannot marry. You know, he has the husband. So he gives brother. So it's another type of soul. So that is half of the doing around. That cannot be in your time. And that is what we find in the church. You know, when we have not come to that experience of our soul is playing the harlot. The harlot woman, the harlot church. It says seven women, who is completely a group of people. In the church, it says, let us eat our own bread. Because we are our own pattern. So, let us become higher. So, in the name of Christ, they have the Earth Life Fellowship of Nairobi. Water Fellowship of Nairobi. Nakuru Gospel Center. What is it again? You know the name. This is what you call by your because we eat our own bread. We drink our own water. Is that a common experience? Make noise. Say, our loud voice is all over the place. Okay, she's clamorous. She's everywhere. Alright? And that is what we see. A lot of noise. Okay? It's a sign of separation from God. They say the chaste bride. The chaste bride is faithful to the husband. He's submitted to the husband. As the husband has been. And Christ is the only head of us. So my soul and your soul have to determine where are we going to go. Are we going to grow into that? So John 7 is advertising this new experience for the soul. Where the soul has the leader coming in and running after. So that is the experience, that is the essence of the experience of Passover, of Tabernacle, where Christ comes to the soul. No longer are you reign of the Spirit. Spirit without character. Power without character. Miracles without character. Is that familiar? Easiest way to make money. Just buy it. Buy what you buy. Just find it. Just put something and come to pregnancy in one. If you don't have children, solution center. You want to be healed? Listen. Singles night. Any problem we have, we have it here. We can give it to you. So, all that is going on, but it is not addressing the issue. The issue is the character. That is the change of the living creature, the conversion of the living creature. So, we need to move forward. Genesis chapter 1. So it tells us about the living creature. Okay, that means in Genesis 1:26, it says, let us make man in our own image. Okay, in our own likeness. And let them have dominion. Over what? The fish of the sea. The birds of the earth, over the cattle, and what else? So, do you see the soul there? Have you seen the soul? Look well and you see. Okay, so it's the crippled thing, so we are in the design. The crippled thing. Alright, what is it there? The birds of the earth. We have seen it. Which other one? The fish. Fish of the sea is the whale. That's public opinion. It's, you know, let the whale is ruled by. Ruled by. Raise your hand. Let's raise our hand. Amen. Praise God for you. Okay. So. Yes, we can use it for the Bible. Yes. I also but there's a whole lot there more than the Bible. Okay, which rules and controls. There's another one. Think of this one. This is Cody Woods. Right in your heart. Right? So who call it devil's book? Is that correct? Is that correct? Okay, so anyway, so the fish of the sea speaks about the rule of the world over the wind. Okay, so you say it's the symbol of the wind. Okay, before the wind, of course, we have the castle to defend the ocean. In that context. Okay. But he doesn't stop there. So there is a man called Peter, you know Peter? He's a brother. He was praying one day about this time when lunch is about to come. So lunch happened in Europe, but he was praying and waiting for lunch. And what happened? He had a vision. And he saw a sheet. What was inside the sheet? Acts chapter 10. So he saw this sheet come down And what do we have inside the ship? All manner of creatures. That's the last one. Because someone will ask you, what's the connection of the tabernacle with the soul? So you are looking at it. That's why I started from the beginning. So we are reading all manner of four different beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the earth. The white beast will also represent the emotions. And in this case, the beast of the earth is showing another picture of the soul, of the human, its stubborn nature. Okay. So we go there, of course, the creeping things, and the fowls. And God told him, feel like it. He said, no. In the beautiful life of God, do not eat unclean animals. But that's the message to you also. Do not fellowship with unclean animals. Do not fellowship and eat from unclean animals. What does it say? Any animal that does not pass the hoof or is cloven footed or choose the color of feeling of Jesus. So then, somebody who does not choose the color, because then, you have some Nigerian preachers that are watching you. Everything they tell you, you swallow it. And you got from another church, and without sitting down to chew on it. You have to chew the color. Meditate on it. And go to God. I say, God, this is what we do. Or they have come to their Nigerian wedding and to come and give us something. Yes, you have to go to God. The very Christian, don't you even for which you just do? Oh my God! Just keep those things we are so. It's only when they are so that you will run. Yes, you must go to God. So, when you hear the word, you must chew on it, you must meditate on it. See, this book of the law, not what? It's not the past. Out of your mouth. Your mouth is your mind. Yes. The mind is the mouth of the soul. That's why you receive things into your soul. You must think about it. Search it. Investigate it. Open it up. Break it down. Look at the Greek. Look at the history. Look at the Hebrew. Go and do all those things. You don't need to go to Bible school. They are all there. Start. Investigate. Give the history. Read everything. And ask God, is it true? Because this is true, they are in trouble. Read what they are hearing from God. They are in trouble. If it's not from God, they are free. So, you have a time. You are sat. Chew the God. So, when you hear a word, you must chew on it. When God speaks to you, you must go back and dig on it. Okay, so it says, any animal that does not chew the cud is not clean to you. It means it's the parrot. You hear the parrot. You don't walk it into your life. So the message is not yours. It's not what is coming out of the living of God. So when somebody is giving you theory, you listen to John Austin on Saturday. Sunday morning, John Austin is in Kenyan Tabernacle Church. But he has it. Then two, he says you must pass the room. That means pass the room in the word. We go together. Someone that is telling you what, and it's not giving you the feeling of the word, then it's complete. So, because the word will always go with the spirit. There will always be the real spirit. So, the spirit gives life, but the letter kills. So, you have the letter of the word, But there is a line of the word that you want. So that's the problem. So you say, look, you say, you do, you don't say, no, no. You walk it three times. What will you say to me? What will you do? Yes. Leviticus 11 is there, but I'm not speaking about the different kind of things. I think this I will tell you. You have to fear them. You have to overcome them. You have to overcome these creatures. And God's creatures have to win over the mind. How are you going to have dominion over the mind? Or like she's saying, how do you get dominion over the emotions? How do you get dominion over the will? How do you get dominion over the desire? How do you do it? Okay? So that is the message of that I have to hear. The life of God begins to flow into the soul. And the basis of that is what we are talking about. He says, Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope. My mind is still open. My emotions are still desiring. Alright? So, the Christ that has come in must overcome the mind. The Christ must overcome my emotion. The Christ must have dominion over these realms. So that's the message that is given. But you look at there's a principle that is given to us how to bring the change, how to bring the conversion. Now, what is the message? How does it happen? That was a little cut from 1937. So we are not going to the practical. How do we bring, how do we enter into that? How do we? So we say that the mouth of God was special, the dream was confessing. So the word of the Lord is perfect, confessing. So he gives us one very important principle of confessing. So what is it? And the principle of the Word of God, I try to show this is what Jesus is receiving. So the Word of God is not black ink on paper. In other words, it is spirit. So Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. And they are living. So, because the Word of God is living, it means that the revelation that God gives to you is also living and progression. Okay. So, for instance, you give an example. There was a river flowing in Ezekiel 46, chapter 47. Are you ready? In the temple. Who is the temple? How was that river flowing? It was where? To the ankle. Have you gone to river before? Go on the shore. Then control. Do you have the river? What do you understand? You have the river, but you are in control. Therefore, I am not here. You are the river. joy is coming to our soul,
but that word has not yet taken over, has not yet made, has not yet accomplished this one.
So what does it mean? So we need that river to go higher. We need to go deeper into the river. So let's say that you want to take it to the river. And when you want to do it, you have to deliver to the river. Where you are digging, you can, you are still very much, you know, you are still, you know, and you know what the need is. You are still praying, you are still you are still active, but your mind has not yet been affected. So, you are still, alright? So, you need to take another step. Okay, I got a chance to be learned. The learning does not get down to the depths of your faith. The learning means the depth of your personality. That veil that must break. Alright? The Lord speaks of, because it's the seat of your person, of your mind, of your emotions. So it's speaking about, it opens the door into your ancestry, opens the door into your tribe, opens the door into family, opens the door into nation. So you are not dealing with different spirits that are flowing in your lungs. Okay, so it took 2 days for now. We must do what? Must come out from their country. Must come out from their tribe. Must come out from their family. And of course, we're in their nation. So, you see that, you see, the world is beginning to enter the place where you don't want to go. No longer spectating. The world is now invading. You know, coming in. So, when you want to get married, or as good. Eh? You know, you pay bright price, not in the Bible. You see, when you start looking at that, you see that many things that are not inside the Bible, you know, that you believe. So the world begins to invade, break down traditions of men, of elders, and because it says, have you obeyed traditions of their village? The church that you will break me down is forcing me to go and submit. So the world is now breaking. Okay. So by the time you break down all those things, you see the next time the world will not face your mind. Because the only thing you have submitted is the power. So that's an example of how the world comes back. Same thing, no, so let's look at the emotion. You know, there are different types of emotion. There is emotion of stress. Okay, when you panic about the things that go with it. There is emotions of joy, feeling, you know, happy, joyful, and hopeful, you know, getting to it. There are different types of emotion, different groups. Okay? And that is the lion. But the lion is principally a creature of what? Creation. That is, takes advantage over the weakness of others. The lion will stalk you, you know. He's looking for the weak and all that. Okay? And in this world, we are different to be emotionally aggressive. Survival of the fittest. You are sad. You focus. What is again a big teaching of? You know? You do what? All those things that are bringing me. The big teaching of is teaching to you first. The 7 principles of money. The 7 principles of success. The 7 principles of being a champion. The 7 principles of being highly effective. So the 7 principles of impacting their brother, other one, impacting partnership, all those things that you hear. This is the lion. That's it. You'll be the head and not the head. You don't need to lie on anybody, just serve God. Love God. And you say, have you seen a man that is diligent in his way? What will happen to him? He's going up. this is the Lord with all your heart. This is the Lord with all your heart. And be not on your own all the time. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Oh, absolutely. You don't need to try to come up with a step and then you move on. You know, to get to the whatever. Emotional intelligence, all those things. So these are things that are now bringing in, which are anti-Christ, anti-cross. Alright? For instance, it says, the joy of the God is what? So that means the soul is on an enemy. The energy of God called the joy of God. Now, you see, the joy of the God is a strength. It's opposite of the energy of Hollywood. The entertainment of Hollywood. When I want to enjoy, I put on the TV. Okay, I'm trying to switch off. I'm still working on it. Alright? Are you like me? Are you trying to switch off? Yes, so you must go on that program of switching off, of shutting down. Shut down Hollywood and open Zion TV. Anyway, so the Zion TV is inside. And it's talking about emotion, entertainment, feeling good, feeling happy. It says, the Son of Righteousness will arise. And you see the Son, look at the Son. It's not coming with the heat. You feel the heat. The Son doesn't argue with you. He doesn't speak. He doesn't exact this anymore. And when Christ is in your soul, let the Son of Righteousness arise.
Amen.
Just to go. All your anger, bitterness, moodiness, you know, feeling rejected and all those things, out of the window. Anyway, you know, someone says, your father and your mother are rejected. Praise God. So I, the Lord, will do what? Will be your father. To take care of you. So, when you are feeling rejected, there is another person. And you're on top of the world. Okay? Look at the man called David. You know him?
Yeah.
He was born in bitterness. He said, oh my God. Everything about him is bitter. Yeah, everything is a failure. Nothing is working. Oh, that that man has blessed me. And he began to cry after God. So the emotions can be changed. And can be turned and come back. But to Jesus, how to do it? The word of the Lord is not going to come back. Now, there's a preparation for that. I'm only introducing tomorrow. I try to end this chapter tomorrow. The solution to the Lord is going to be that is the solution. To walk in the Lord. That is the place where the soul is coming back. God wants to address it. The altar called the soul is seen and washed, baptized, initiated, and introduced into the place of Him. The holy place is the place where the soul is married. Sorry, it's changed. And the most holy place is where the soul is married. So, consecration and reception. Conversion. So for a long time we have just been at reception. And that's when we have not changed. Our emotions have not changed. We're not in church. Young people are not in the church. Where are they? Arsenal. But Arsenal is the entertainment, the excitement. Let me tell you the truth. Whether you believe it or not, the soul must have a time. If you're not getting it in the church, it will go to Athens. It will go to drugs. It will go to sex. It will go to. It is going to. In fact, you have to say that the soul can't direct it. It's crawling everywhere and looking for energy. It's crawling. It's sex. It's crawling everybody to the looking for life, looking for energy. They are telling them, sit down, stand up. Be a good boy, be a bad boy. Don't keep that on. You see, that child must know how to feed the soul with the energy of heaven. We must teach our children to be sons of God. Not daughters and lawyers and so on and so on. that one is good, but why they are doing all that one, they must learn how to connect permanently to heaven so that the life of God flows into the soul. These gods are gone. So that's why the church has failed to do it. Because they were bringing old message, outdated message. That man is in prison. Now you see what happened. I attended the church, sit down and stand up. The church does not enter the room and lock the door and press your bound. And press all that next to you. Amen. So the church must go out of this analog system and enter the and hyper-digital. And hyper-digital is all about the soul. The feeding of the soul. The nourishment of the soul. You know, the resurrection of the inward man.
The inward man has been asleep.
And you know, when you start to be lost to sleep, you turn on your head to live up. After 5 hours, you turn on the other. After another one, you turn on the other. You pull down. Awake and Christ will give the life. Amen. So, there's a message to Lazarus that is inside. Lazarus comfort. Are you going to respond to it? That is the message of Father. He's speaking to that inward man. Get up. And you need to climb back. So the tomorrow we're going to come and then we're going to talk about the converter of the soul. You know, and that is the lampstand, the table of shewbread, the golden. Remember, the book of Revelation is filled with golden water. Instead of an angel and the water, which other is sitting in some of the see, there are voices at the altar. Is this one? And that altar is in your soul. Amen.
Amen.
So God wants to prepare you to be the man in charge of Kenya, not the president. So that they brought incense and before this, and there were lightnings and thundering and earthquakes. And so the people to go to altar, what will happen as he says, those who have been prepared. You do have so the message of the tabernacle and the tabernacle, they all merge together because it's speaking about God. Jesus said, "I am the temple of the living God," and the Spirit. So I think I'll stop here. I think this is where we are. And then tomorrow we will. So we have been pushing it step by step, and I hope that that gives all us total understanding. The purpose of it is not for head knowledge. It can also be head knowledge in a sweet wine. But he told Elijah, Ezekiel, sweet in the mouth. When he enters the belly, there's a trouble. It says bitter. Do you know what it means? More repentance. Identity, the functioning of my nation, functioning of, you know, all the people that you have a list of those you don't like. You have any? Yeah. Those people you don't like, that's the assignment for you. Amen. You have to bless them. You have to bless them. Your uncle that took your father's land. Yeah, I think that this was also that they will land. That was that tribe. they will land. Many other things. That's where church stands. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going beyond just theory to reality. The word needs to enter your kitchen. It needs to enter your bedroom. It needs to be to your blood life. You know, I'm not God there yet. Trust line. Marriage. This one. So the word is going, you see, that river is flowing. It must be going everywhere. And when it comes there, it becomes different. So if you overcome, your life will be lost. Amen. You must not die before life comes. You understand? So that's the word God is giving to us. It's the word beyond. God is looking for sons. Anywhere you can find them. Eh? And you know, for the son has done it. And he knows that milk is no longer enough. He's looking for strong. And after some time, he's looking for strong milk. I want the bones. You get what I'm saying? The bones. So, in your soul, you need to determine where you are. What you're looking at. You know, are you looking for man? What do you want? You know, you want that. So that you're not in the midst of people. So there are depths of experience. So you have to determine. You know, so what you are hearing, we heard about 30 years ago. It doesn't really matter. The thing is, what do you do with it? You know, we are the campus when we got the world. Of course, sometimes I run into some trouble, but it doesn't matter. It needs some trouble. You know. But the word you are hearing is a precious word. So it carries a lot of cost. It carries a lot of cost. So within me, are you ready to pay the price? I lost all my best friends. Yeah. The best friend says he wants to go to Kenya, to Kisumu. God says you go to Nairobi. You have to choose. The man I want to marry or the woman I want to marry. So, you know, me, I like Hollywood. You like heaven world. You like Zion. You can not want to go there and live here. So, that's why I have to carry his bag. I go to Hollywood. Why I go to Zion? Yes. So, you have to make a choice. So, there are choices that you have to make. You know, and it goes down and down and so many issues. You may like to work on the work, because there's no way. So, there's a cost to it. Because some sheep goes to the cost. David said, what? I will not give to God what will not do what? You want to build the temple, then you must pay the price. There's a price to pay. You know? When I got the word, we had the word. In my first year in America, I started a ministry. I was 1994. I started a ministry. And we were ready to fly. After 5 months, God said, close it. Close it. Well, God said, close it. Close it. So it's not as though I'm not right. You don't know what to do. Because it will, that's not the way. Because God is looking for sons, God is looking for preachers. We have enough of miracles, we are looking for sons. The miracle is going to come very soon. The God must have a son to till the ground, get it to the head. I don't know if you can understand. God will go for a man of time, then the rain will come. Pentecost has come and gone too. But the other rain is coming. But that rain is possible to come from men of character and effect. And that is the new way coming. You know, like I said, I heard the sound of the abundance of rain. God told him, run. And he said, build the altar and repair it. So that's what we are doing. We are God is building the altar. Restoring the things broken down. The rain will come. We have this Obama right here. Just an example. So, government is going to shepherd the earth. Because they are the government of God is coming. The authority of God is coming. And God is being worshipped. And man cannot stop. But first of all, God must have a people that have gone to the field, who have been prepared, who have paid the price, who have made the covenant with God by sacrifice. You know, that's the word that we're bringing, and we pray that you will consider it. Consider it very, very well. So our job is to give you the word. Your job is to determine what you're going to do with it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I think we are doing it.
For me, I have a great appreciation for the art, entertainment, and such things. So I love you. And for my question, I think from the teachings we've been having since.